Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Kim Glovis. Here's what's happening. The Philadelphia man accused of shooting and killing a 13-year-old at point-blank range is convicted of first-degree murder. More from KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Tamir Johnson stood with his knuckles pressed against the table as he heard the verdict, guilty of first-degree murder and gun charges in the killing of Kasir Davis Prather inside a Chinese restaurant in March of 2017. Through the week-long trial, prosecutors said 22-year-old Johnson, who was on a SEPTA bus, saw a group of teens inside the restaurant and they made hand gestures towards him as the bus passed. When Johnson got off, prosecutors say he walked back to that store with his buddy and shot the 13-year-old in the head.
The defense argued no one in the restaurant could identify Johnson except for the friend. First-degree murder carries an automatic life sentence. The trial continues for the man charged with killing three people on his cousin's farm near New Hope in the summer of 2017. Jurors are watching hours of recorded interviews he gave to police in the days after the murders. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millwert reports.
Investigators say Sean Kratz lied repeatedly and was evasive in his first interview with police. At one point, when Kratz references the deal his cousin Cosmo DiNardo worked out to avoid the death penalty, detectives tell him DiNardo's avoiding death row because he told the truth. After several hours, Kratz asks to speak to his mother. She tells him to tell the truth and not to protect DiNardo. In her words, save yourself because he'll bury you just like he did to those four boys.
Kratz eventually confessed to shooting Dean Finocchiaro in the head of a since-rejected plea deal to third-degree murder. His current lawyer is asking jurors to ignore that confession, saying Kratz was forced into it by his lawyer at the time. When strong storms rolled through last week, crews rescued an elderly couple trapped when a tree crashed into their Ambler home. One of the firefighters who helped save their lives spoke exclusively to KYW News Radio.
In my 40 years, I don't think, and other guys are saying the same thing, we've never seen a tree, completely decimate a house.
But that's what happened on Tennis Avenue in Ambler, and Bud Henkels, a longtime volunteer with the Wissahickon Fire Company, was right in the thick of it. An 80-foot-tall tree slammed into a house, knocking it off its foundation. 81-year-old Percy Cupid and his wife Frances were sleeping on the second floor. They got trapped when their room collapsed onto the first floor.
The section of tree that had, Mr. and Mrs. Cupid pinned was about 8,000 pounds, maybe a little bit more.
Henkel says it took nearly 2 hours to get the couple out. Mr. Cupid is still recovering, but hopes to soon meet the firefighters who saved their lives. Officials are pleased the Trump administration has stepped in to assist them in a beach replenishment battle with federal Fish and Wildlife administrators. More from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The 2-year-long argument blocked the project to aid North Wildwood, Avalon, and Stone Harbor. It came down to allowing federal dollars to be used to take sand from Herford's Inlet rather than going further. North Wildwood Mayor Patrick Rosanello.
You would think that an agency with the name Fish and Wildlife would actually be in the business of preserving fish and wildlife. This interpretation did the exact opposite.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt agreed and reversed the Fish and Wildlife decision.
Some suggest Congressman Jeff Van Drew traded his vote against an impeachment inquiry for a meeting with Bernhardt. It's a claim Van Drew claims is absurd. The move saves the town some $6 million. Delaware County Emergency Services are getting additional resources to assist animals in a disaster. They've been awarded a mobile pet disaster relief trailer by the Kennel Club of Philadelphia. Tom Morgan leads the special operations group for the county's Department of Emergency Services.
These are cages that they can set up for a dog or a cat. It also has a large animal capability that we don't use here in Delaware County a whole lot. However, it might be a barnyard animal that we would need to shelter.
If a shelter for humans is set up during an emergency, pets would not be allowed inside. The trailer, however, will keep your cat or dog safe and near you. The long and legendary career of Upper Darby's top cop is coming to an end. After 14 years as police superintendent, Michael Chitwood is retiring effective December 1st.
When I look at my career, I've done it my way for 55 years. Some people liked it, some people didn't like it.
The former Philly cop also headed police departments in Middletown, Bucks County, and Portland, Maine. He says with a new mayoral administration taking over in January, now is the right time. That's the All Local. I'm Kim Glovis. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.